Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's star is rising again among likely Democratic presidential primary voters in New Hampshire. A new WBUR poll out this morning shows Clinton back in the lead there, ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. WBUR's Fred Bever takes a look at what's changed.
A WBUR poll just a month ago had Sanders leading Clinton in New Hampshire. No more. In the WBUR poll conducted from Thursday through Sunday, they swapped places, with Clinton now 4 points ahead of Sanders. Sanders' level of support may be lapping at a high watermark in New Hampshire, but he hasn't actually lost much support. Instead, Clinton's new momentum comes at the expense of Vice President Joe Biden, who still hasn't decided whether to jump into the race.
The big change we're seeing here is support shifting from Biden to Clinton.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. polling group, which conducted the survey of likely voters for WBUR. Cazella says the poll seems to bear out speculation that Clinton's performance in the first Democratic debate has reassured cautious voters.
People seeing Clinton in the debate and thinking, okay, well, we don't really need Joe Biden now. You know, Clinton is electable. She seems to be the person that we remember, and we remember why we like her now. So, you know, thanks but no thanks to Joe Biden.
Counting firm choices and those who are leaning towards a particular candidate, Clinton was the preference of 38% of likely primary voters, which includes both Democrats and independents. That gives her a 4-point advantage over Sanders now, while she beat Biden by almost 30 points.
I think she has a vast amount of very useful and valuable experience.
Elaine Schmotlack talks about the race as she tries out a Reuben sandwich at a restaurant near the Raymond, New Hampshire Library, where she works. She was one of the 401 likely New Hampshire voters who participated in the poll. Schmotlack says her heart had been with Sanders, but she's decided to vote for Clinton because she stands a better chance at winning the general election.
And she's very bright, has a tremendous amount of energy. She has fire in the belly, as does Bernie, which I appreciate. And I love the idea of a woman being president.
Clinton's gender could play a big role in the primary race. In the WBUR poll, Clinton trails Sanders by 12 points among men, but leads him by 17 points among women. Sanders still has strong partisans, and at 34%, he's within the poll's statistical margin of error. Still, there seems to be a sense of Clinton's inevitability setting in. Londonderry independent Deborah Manning is one of the many poll respondents who favors Sanders but sees Clinton as the likely Democratic nominee. Manning's a bit rueful about it.
And I don't think enough people are either A, you know, taking him seriously, or I think a lot of people will just vote for Hillary because they figure, well, she's got the most money. She's probably going to win anyhow, and I want to back the winner.
And you can't count Biden out just yet. Gwendolyn Citarella of Stratum says Sanders is too far left, and she worries that Clinton is too polarizing. So Citarella told the WBR pollsters she'd vote for Biden. But she's also inclined to give him a pass if he wants to take one.
I respect the man, and part of me wants him to not put that on his plate and just, you know, have an easier time of it over the next years.
Citarella says Biden's late entry might throw the party into disarray, harming its eventual ability to win the White House. And keeping that prize out of Republican hands? That's one thing most of the poll's independent and Democratic respondents can agree on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.